Shalom to all. Today's daf is Chol Daf Nun Gimel. We're starting Nun Beis Amud Beis all the way at the bottom at the end of the daf with the last few words. Bam Minerav Kan Meirav. And today's daf is sponsored by Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Biyakam Moshe Harnish Amosh and Havin Aliyah. So we continue discussing the last of the treifas of the Mishnah Drusa. That's when a kosher animal is clawed by a wild animal. As Rashi had said, it injects some sort of poison from its claws inside, turning the animal into treifa. And the previous Gemara was discussing specifically cats. If there's a din of Drusa by cats, or perhaps it's too small of an animal. So we continue with that. And actually, we're going to have three different questions Rav Kan is asking Rav. Bami Rav Kan Rav. Rav Kan asks Rav as follows. And Gimel Rav on top. Yes, Jerusalem chassel and Jerusalem chassel. A chatul, a cat. Is it able to be dyrus and render an animal treif like that or not? So Amrali, he responded to him. Afl chulda yes drusa. Even a chulda, which is smaller than a cat, there's a din of drusa. Now we asked him another question. It wasn't at the same time, obviously. Rav Kan asked Rav another question. Yes, Jerusalem chulda. In Jerusalem chulda, is there drusa for a chulda or not? So Amrali, he responded to him. Afl chassel and drusa. Even a chassel, a cat, which is larger, doesn't have a din of drusa. And here's a third question. Again, at a totally different time. L'chassel ul'chulda yeshlan drusa and l'drusa. What about a cat and a chulda? Do they have a din of drusa or not? So Amalei Rav responded to him. L'chassel yes drusa. A cat is able to be dyrus. L'chulda and drusa. A weasel doesn't have a din of drusa. And now, obviously, these are all problematic. They seem to be contradicting each other every single one of these statements. So the Gemara answers like Kasha. There's no stira. In the first statement, when he told him, then not only does a cat, but also a weasel, a chulda has drusa. Hada Amalei af l'chulda yes drusa. When he said that even a weasel has drusa, ba'ifos, that's with birds. So weasel, even though it's very small, is able to be dyrus a bird and render it a treifa. Whereas Hada Amar Le Af L'Chassel Ein Drusa, the second member, when he told him that even a cat doesn't have a din of drusa, but Imri Ravavi, that's talking about with large sheep, he would have to have at least a wolf be dyrus it in order to make it a treifa. And Hada Amar Le L'Chassel Yes Drusa L'Chulda Ein Drusa, the third member told him a cat has drusa, whereas a chulda doesn't. That's B'gedim U'Tlaim with small animals such as little goats or small lambs. So a cat is able to be dyrus it, but not a weasel. We can continue discussing now in regards to birds. Bayer Rashi asks as follows: Shar Oifes Tameim Yashlam Drusa Einlam Drusa. Besides for the two birds mentioned in our Mishnah, the Nates and the Gas, what about other non-kosher birds? Are they able to be dyrus kosher birds or not? So all of Hilar Vashi, Rav Hilar told Ravashi, Kevin Bear of Kahana, we're in the basement of Kahana, Omar, he said, Shar Oifes Tameim Yashlam Drusa, other non-kosher birds also are able to be dyrus. As the more of a Natana we learned in our Mishnah, Drusas on Nates, but Oifadak. Then in Nates, this type of bird of prey, when it's dyrus in Oifadak, a small bird, so it's able to be dyrus it, Mashma only in Nates, and also the Mishnah mentions Gas, so it's only these two birds, Mashma not other ones. The Gemara answers no. Drusas Hanates B'dikava say, all the Mishnah is pointing out with the Nates is that it's able to be dyrus something its size, and still that's considered drusa. But ve'inuch, other birds of prey, b'dizutraminayhu, the only way they're able to be dyrus something is if it's smaller than them. As that's why the Nates of the Mishnah is unique, that if it's dyrus something even its same size, it still makes it a treifa. Now, ikadamri, some say it's different. Drusas Hanates B'dirabiminay, the Mishnah is pointing out that Nates could be dyrus an animal even that's larger than it. Whereas ve'inuch, other birds of prey, b'dikava sayu, the only way they're able to be dyrus something is if it's the same size as them, not larger. On to discussion of another type of animal, Amar Kanu Shmei Roshim Bar Ashi, Ein Drusal Shual, a fox is not able to be dyrus. Asking more, is that really so? Valki Asr of Dimi, when Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar he said, Maisa, there was a story, Vidar's Shual Rachel Merchel Shabez Hini, that a fox was dyrus a Rachel, which is a female sheep, that's a fully grown female sheep, in the bathhouse of Bez Hini, and Ubam Maisav Nechacham, this came in front of the Chamim, Amarun, they said, yes, Drusa, that there is a din of Drusa, and it's considered a trefar. We have to check to see if it's a trefar. So Amar of Safri tells us, Hayi, Chatol Hava, that was a cat, it wasn't a fox, and must be we were talking about a fox, which is smaller than a cat. Some say it's actually the other way around. Amar Kanu Shmei Ravshim Bar Ashi, yes, Drusla Shual, that there is a din of Drusa for a fox. And the question on that was asked, and is that really so? Valki Asr of Dimi, or Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar he had said, the Mice of Dar Shual, Rachel Mechel Shabes Hini, and Ubam Mice of Necham, the story came to the Chamim, and for Amar they said, Ein Drusa. And the response to this is Amar of Safra. Safra said, Hahu, Kalev Hava, that was a dog, not a fox, and there's no din of Drusa by a dog, it doesn't have poison in its claws. Now, Riesu, that's what Riesu says, Naktinon, we have Messira, Ein Drusa la Kalev, there's no din of Drusa by a dog. Continue discussing. Amar Bayabai tells us, Naktinon, we have Messira, Ein Drusa el Biyad, the din of Drusa is only with the hand, meaning the front legs of the animal, Lafuke Regal Deloy, that excludes the back legs of the animal. If the animal uses its back leg to scratch or claw, there's no din of Drusa. Also, Ein Drusa el Pitzipirin, Drusa is only with the claw of the animal, Lafuke Shane Deloy, that excludes a tooth. If the wild animal bit the other one, so that's not considered Drusa, it's only with a claw. Another din, Ein Drusa el Midas, the din of Drusa is only Midas. The wild animal has to do it knowingly, Lafuke Shalemidas Deloy, that excludes Shalemidas. For example, you have a leopard relaxing in a tree and he's spacing out and he falls off the branch. As he's trying to grab at the thin air to hold himself from smashing to the ground, he ends up passing by a cow that he scratches. That's not considered Drusa because he didn't have in mind to claw it. And also in Drusa El Mechaim, Drusa is only when it's alive, Lafuke Lachamisa Deloy, that excludes that after it dies, there's no din of Drusa. Now, Amrit asked on this last din, Hashashlemidas Amrit Loy. Now that you said in the second to last din, that if a was done shaloi midas, that's not considered drusa. Well, acher misa ubaya, do you even have to say that after misa it's not considered drusa? If the animal already died, so of course it's not dires, that's for sure, shaloi midas. The Gemara answer is loy tzricha, the whole chiddush is, the dires upaskul liyade. We're talking about where the animal was dires midas, the wolf clawed the sheep, but then they chopped its paw off. The farmer came along with his machete and swiftly chopped off the hand of the wolf, and that's what it means after misa, the hand, the yad, the claw, the paw is dead because it was chopped off, and that's not considered drusa. Now, what's the chiddush in that? Malatim, you might have thought, Bahadi Doris Shadiziare, that as it clawed the sheep, the example that we just gave, it automatically injected its poison, and even though its hand was subsequently chopped off, it doesn't make a difference. It's too late, and it's already considered Doros. Kamashmon, the chiddush is, Bahadi Deshalif Shadiziare, it's only once it removes its claw, only then the poison goes in. But over here, since its hand was chopped off before it was able to get its claw out of the back of the sheep, that's not considered drusa. Now, we have another set of cases. If a lion went in among the oxen, they're having a good time in their pen, relaxing in the shade, and all of a sudden a lion saunters in. Then when the cattle hand comes in later, he sees a nail, meaning a claw from the lion, in the back of one of the shvarim. We do not have to be chayshesh that the lion actually clawed the ox. That's because Rav is darsin, umiyutan ain't darsin. You're right, the majority of lions will be daris, and only miyut won't be daris. But v'chala daris ain't sparin nishmetas. Anytime it is daris, when it claws, as nails don't just fall out of it, v'zois. And in this situation, since we see clearly that there's a claw in the back of an ox, we could say, you know what happened? It scratched its back against the wall, and the way the lion's claw got there is that it could be the lion was sick, it went in among the oxen just wanting to relax peacefully, and rubbed its paw or scratched the wall. One of its claws fell out, got stuck in the wall, and then an ox came over and scratched its back on that spot, so the claw made its way into the ox's back, but that's not considered daros by the Ari. As the Gemara Adra, we should say the opposite. The majority of shvarim rub their backs on walls, and only miyut don't do that. Any shvar that rubs its back on a wall is not just going to get a claw in its back. But this one, since we see that it has a claw on its back, we should say that actually the lion was diris it. So the Gemara says you're right. Since we could say it like this, or we could say it like that, we establish it based off of its last known chazaka, and have a suffix drusa that makes a suffix drusa, and as we're going to see soon, he holds we're not chashish for savik drusa. Now, Rabbi Abaye clarifies, loy amron el zipirin. This was only said if a claw was found in his back. Avol makim zipirin chashin. But if we find a claw mark in the ox's back, then we are chashish that the lion clawed the animal and then pulled its claw out, and that's why there's just a mark and not the actual claw. And it's by namely amron el lacha. Even when we find the lion's claw in the ox's back, we only said that if it's moist, avol yivesha, but if it's dry, avol dim shtamta, it is possible that it did come out of the lion, meaning it is possible the lion actually clawed the ox, and when he was pulling out his paw, a dry claw got stuck inside. And velachanami armon el chada, even when we find a moist, fresh claw inside, that was only said if it's just one. Aval tarti utlas, there's two or three chashina, and then we do have to be chayshesh that it was clawed by the lion. However, v'hudakayim b'dar tzchufe, that's only if it's in the same line as the paw, meaning basically if these two or three claws that were found in the ox's back are in the same setup as they are in the paw of the lion, so then we would have to be chayshesh that it was actually clawed by the lion. Continuing with what we had just mentioned before, Itmaro stated, Rav Amar in Chashin Safik Drusa, Ushmul Amar Chashin Safik Drusa. Rav says, we're not Chayshesh for a case of Safik Drusa. We don't have to say, oh, maybe there was a case of Drusa, where Shmuel says, we are Chayshesh. Now, for to clarify this, Machalikas, Dukuli Alma Safik all, Safik loy all, Ema loy all. According to everybody, if it's a Safik, whether or not it went inside, so we're going to say that it didn't go inside. What does that mean? In other words, we know that a animal entered the pen, but we just don't know what type of animal it was. Is it something like a lion, which is able to be diris, or is it something it's not able to be diris? The suffix, whether or not the animal that went in was diris, we say the loy all, it didn't go in. Now, something for sure happened to an animal. It was clawed, it was doros, but we don't know what was diris it. Suffix kalba, suffix shunra, if it was a suffix, if it was a dog or a cat, so we have a kalba, we're able to say that really it was a dog. Now, what about the following? All, it went inside. We're here when we talk about a lion went inside the shar's pen. Shasak, it was quiet, ve'isabeinayu, and it just sat among them. So, emar shlomashave, we say that it made peace. As Rashi says, somewhat surprisingly, there's many cases of wild animals that group among humans and they're comfortable with them and regular domesticated animals, and they're not going to damage them. So it could be that this lion decided, you know what, this whole attacking other animals is too much for me. I want to live in peace. It's already times of Mashiach. So he went into the pen of oxen, relaxed with their child, and became friends, and didn't attack anyone. That's no problem. Everyone agrees to that. Now, the opposite is also true. If the lion cut off one of the heads of the Shvarim, over there as well, we could say that Nachmir Eschei now relaxed from its anger, and it didn't attack any of the other ones. Another situation that they both agree on, if the lion is roaring, and the oxen are mooing, saying, that means they're both frightened of each other, so that's why they're all making noise, and wouldn't have to be chashed that anyone attacked anyone. On the top, so kipligi, what's the machlekes Rav and Shmuel? The iuka shasik, it is quiet, meaning the lion's not roaring, the inu kamakarkaron, but the shvarim, they're mooing. So Mar Savar, Shmuel holds, Maisuk Aver Behu, it must be the lion attacked one of them, so that's why they're all mooing. Was Mar Savar, Rav holds, Machlas Beusihu the Kaavdon, the reason why they're mooing is because they're afraid of the lion, but the lion didn't do anything just yet, and therefore, that's Safik Drusa that we don't have to be chashish for. Now Amar Meimar, he tells us, Hilchasa what's alacha, chashin le Safik Drusa, we have to be chashish for Safik Drusa. Now Amar Vash le Meimar, Vash asked the Meimar, Hi to Rav Mai, what about Rav? How can you just go like Shmuel and ignore Rav? So Amar told him, Lishmili, I didn't hear this. Kleimar, meaning to say, Lo severely, I don't hold of what Rav says. Alternatively, we could say that Hadabe Rav Lagabi Shmuel, that actually Rav was Chayzer, he retracted his Shita and ended up agreeing to Shmuel. How do we know this? The Sharpika, the Suffolk Drusas, the Asla Kameh, the Rav, there was a whole basket of Suffolk Drusas that came to Rav. These were actually little birds that were brought to him, and there was a whole basket of them. There was a Chashash, Suffolk Drusa, and Shadrinu Kameh to Shmuel, Rav sent them to Shmuel, Chankinu Shadrinu Nara, Shmuel strangled them and threw them into the river. If you want to say that Rav wasn't Chayzer, so Shrinu, he should have just said that they're all permitted because they're all Suffolk Drusas. Why did he send them to Shmuel? It must be that he was Chayzer, ended up agreeing to Shmuel. This something Drusa is problematic, and so that's why he said, okay, Shmuel, here you go, you can paskin on them. Ask the Gemara, Elamai Hadarbay, it's fine, you want to say that he was Chayzer? So why did he send them to Shmuel? Lisrinhu, he should have asked them himself. Why send them to Shmuel to ask them? Ella must be the Asri to Shmuel Hava, that this was Shmuel's locale, it was his area where he paskins, so Rav wasn't allowed to paskin, and that's why he sent the basket of Suffolk Drusa to Shmuel. But if it would have been in Rav's town, then it's very possible that Rav would have said that they're mutter. So actually have no raya from here that Rav was Chayzer and ended up agreeing to Shmuel, the Suffolk Drusa is Asur. Now we discuss what happened over here. Why did Shmuel have to strangle these birds and choke them and kill them before he threw them in the river? Just throw them into the river as is. The answer is no. It could be that they'd flap and fly their way out and then a Yid would find them, but they're problematic. So you say, fine, why not hold on for him for 12 months and if they lived in the Kali Nara Trefa? Answer is the Gemara. We might run into an issue because there are so many of them, it's impossible to make sure that no one's going to ever take one of them and shecht it and eat it, and again, Suffolk Drusa, so he wouldn't be allowed to do that. Ask him more finally, why not sell it to a non-Jew? And the answer is also, Yisrael. He might end up selling it to a Yid, and again, these birds have a problem, and a Yid's not allowed to have them. Ask him more finally, why not just choke them and throw them into the garbage? Why does he have to make a whole big deal about it and throw them into the river? So the response to that is, according to what you're asking, why not throw them to the dogs, so at least we could have benefit from them and feed the dogs? Ella must be the reason why I did this, in order to let everybody know that these are usher, so not only did he choke them and kill them, but also he brought them to the river so that everyone sees that these are usher. Another discussion, Hubar Avzal, there was a duck, Davbear of Ashi, which is in the house of Ashi, Alabene Kanya, it went among the reeds, Nafak Asak Masmus Kue Dama, but when it came out, its whole neck area was full of blood. What do we do with this? So Ravashi said, didn't we already say earlier, there's a suffix if something was attacked by a cat, which could be dires, or by a dog, which is not dires, then we just say that it was a dog and it's perfectly fine? So Achanami, so too over here, Suffix Kanya, Suffix Shunra, we could say that either it got its neck scratched on a reed or it got attacked by a cat. Let's just say that it was a reed that scratched it and there's no problem with it. And so this duck would be fine. And continue to discuss this. Armani Ruchia, sons of Ruchia say, Drusa Sha'amru, this Drusa the Chum we're talking about, it does have to be checked by the B'nai Me'ayim, by the whole intestine area, to make sure that there's no eris, that there's no poison. Armani Ruchia says, Had B'nai Ruchia, Kfar Persha Shmuel, that which the B'nai Ruchia just said was already explained by Shmuel. He had said that Drusa Sha'amru, so we see the same thing. Now, by Ilfa asks as follows, yes, Jerusal Simonim or Angel Jerusal Simonim? Do we have to be Chayshesh that when an animal was Nidras, when it was clawed, that if that happened by the Simonim, by the Karn of the Vashet, the trachea and the esophagus, that would make the animal a Trefa, or maybe not, since they're very tough and strong, they're not affected by this poison. So Rav Zera says, Hadi by Ilfa, Kvar Pesh Rav Chana Barava. That which Ilfa asked was already explained by Rav Chana Barava. Then Rav Chana Barava, Amarav, he tells us, Jerusal Shamru, Tsricha Badika Kinek Besa Chal Kuloi, Vafilib Simonim, the Jerusal of the Chum we're talking about, not only has to be checked an entire Besa Chal, an entire cavity, the entire body of the animal, but even by the simanim, we have to check it for signs of this drusa. We have two more questions that have similar answers, but Ilfa asks the following question, is simanim shenadaldalu bekama, if the simanim got loose, how much do they have to be loose in order to say the animal's a trefa? So Ram Zer says, Hadabai Ilfa, that which Ilfa asked, you already explained it, he tells us, simanim shenadaldalu beruban, it has to be that the roi of the simanim became loose, and that's a simon trefa, and Bayervam Yervami asks, hamasmasa mahu, what about masmasa? This means that there's a decay in the animal. For example, an animal is clawed in its thigh, so that's not by the chalal, that's not by the hollow of the body, that's not by the cavity, so there's no simen tarfus over there, it's just in the leg. But then after some time, we see that the flesh decayed. What's the din over there? So Rav Zeri says, Hadabai Rav Ami, that's Rav Ami asked, Kvar Pirsh Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda already answered, Rav Yehuda Amaravi tells us, Bidrusa, Achi Yadin Basar, Kenegid Bnei Me'ayim. In the case of Drusa, it has to be that the flesh by the Bnei Me'ayim, by the intestines, became reddish, whereas Nismas Mesa Basar is a situation where it decayed, meaning it's not by the chalal, it's not by the cavity of the animal's body, it's on the leg, for example, like we just said before, you view it as if it's not there, and if the animal would be a trefa with that basar missing, so it's a trefa, even though it's just decayed. Now, we just further clarify, what exactly does it mean? Nismasmeis, Arm of Hunabrid Rishui says, anytime that such flesh was brought to a doctor, he would scrape it away until he got to fresh, healthy meat, so that type of flesh or that meat, which is decayed, which would have been scraped away, that's what we mean by nismasmeis. Now, Ravashi tells us, they brought a lung in front of us, that when they would lay it down on the table, for example, it would be okay, it would be fine, there's nothing wrong with it. But when they would lift it up, it would start breaking apart and pieces would fall off of it. And we said that it's treif, based on what Rav Huna Rav Yeshua said, that if it's decayed, it's as if it's not there, and this is clearly decayed, because when you lift it up, it falls apart, so it's considered like it's not there. That means it doesn't have a lung, and then obviously it's a treifa. Going back to Drusa, Rav Nachman Amar, he tells us, because if a thorn pierced the animal, all the way to the cavity, the hollow of the body of the animal, and only that's considered a treifa, whereas Bidrusa, if it's Drusa by an animal, all it has to be is that the meat, the flesh, by the B'nai Me'ayim, by the intestines, became red, and that's a simen treifa. Now, Zvid Masni Hachi, he teaches as follows, the Bidrusa, Mishiyad and Basar Keneged B'nai Me'ayim, which is what we had just said, whereas B'simonim, specifically by the Simonim, Achia Dimu Simonim Atzmam, if there's Drusa by the Simonim, by the Kan and the Veshet, the Simonim themselves have to become red. In other words, according to Zvid, the Kan and the Veshet are stronger and tougher than the other B'nai Me'ayim, and therefore it's not enough for the area around them to be red, they themselves have to be red, and only then we would say that it's considered a Drusa. Now, a puppy clarifies, by Rabbi Rabbi, he asks as follows, Mishnah says as follows, Veshet, the Veshet, if it has even the smallest toll, that's Simon Trefa, Drusase Mashu, even if it's Daros, just a little bit, it's clawed, tiny little bit, that's a Trefa, Kane, Nukvasi Be'Kaiser, the Trachea, the only thing that's going to make it a Trefa is if it has a hole the size of an Isser, so Drusase Be'Kama, what about if it was clawed, how much of the Kane has to have this done to it in order to say that it's a Trefa? And Basar Dubai Hadar Pashta, after he asked this, he answered it, Echazeb Echazeb Mashu, both in the Veshet and even in the Kane, is just a Mashu by Drusa. My time, why is that? That's because Ziare, Mikol Kali Vazil, that poison from the attacker burns its way and will continue doing that. So even though right now when you see it, it's just a tiny little hole, still it's going to continue burning its way through until it reaches the size of an Isser. So either which way, the key is that once it started, it's just going to continue. So therefore, even in the Kane, when we're dealing with Drusa, the Shear is a Mashu. We're going to start for the day, pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.